This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Biden's aides and campaign are hoping his State of the Union address generates moments they can capitalize on during his re-election bid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden's aides are hoping tonight's State of the Union provides some fresh viral moments, like ones during last year's address, as the president discussed GOP efforts to cut Medicare and Social Security.
I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you.
Some Republicans heckled him, with one voice calling him a liar.
He handled that, and that he did that on his own.
And spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says if there's more heckling tonight,
the president's ready for anything.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's hoping to avoid a similar incident. A person familiar with his remarks says Johnson urged Republicans yesterday to show decorum in the House chamber tonight. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday urged the warring parties in Sudan to agree to halt hostilities during the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that there is now a serious risk that the conflict in Sudan could ignite regional instability of dramatic proportions.
It is time to silence the guns and raise the volume for peace. In just days, the holy month of Ramadan will commence. So from this chamber today, I'm making an appeal. I call on all parties in Sudan to honor the values of Ramadan by honoring a Ramadan cessation of hostilities.
The Security Council is negotiating a British-drafted resolution that would also call for a truce for Ramadan between the warring Sudanese army and paramilitary rapid support forces. Ramadan begins early next week. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.